Self-inflicted miseries are irritations. Spring from your buried judgments, they do. Your unknown opinions about yourself, when noticed in others, surface into your awareness as personal irritations. No kidding, baby. Stay with me now. That which you do not like in others is but a reflection of that which you do not like in yourself. True, no fooling, it's there. Thus, we are told, love others as you love yourself, which actually means that you must love yourself before you can love others. Do you? Love completely? Irritation at others is a sure sign there's some love missing. Your irritation is not a response, baby love. It's a spiritual gift, a holy 2x4 upside the head, for it shows you the very quality you do not love about yourself. So, develop your ability to love yourself by clearing the irritations your self-serving ego brain says others are causing. Look within for the true source, baby. After all, you are the one who's irritated. Search deep. You'll find it because it's there, or you wouldn't be irritated. Kicker? Simply identifying your irritation spot is the beginning of the end of self-inflicted agony. You see, starting the search is like an umpire hollering out, "Play ball!" Game on! But you know you're in a win-win situation.